This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A well-known Russian military blogger was killed by a bomb blast in a St. Petersburg cafe on Sunday in what appeared to be the second assassination on Russian soil of a figure closely associated with the war in Ukraine. Russia's State Investigative Committee said 19 other people were wounded in the blast, and it had opened a murder investigation. The victim had more than 560,000 followers on Telegram and was one of the most prominent of the influential military bloggers who have championed Russia's war effort in Ukraine, while often criticizing the failures of the army top brass. Serbia and Hungary are among countries raising concerns about a war crimes warrant for Vladimir Putin, saying it could complicate peace talks with Ukraine, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
An international arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin raises the prospects of justice, but may complicate efforts to end the war in Ukraine peacefully. And this conflicting relationship is a quandary ahead of a March 17 decision by the International Criminal Court, which claims there are reasonable grounds to believe Putin is responsible for the war crime of unlawful deportation and transfer of children from occupied areas of Ukraine. Weighing in, Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić says the warrant creates a great reluctance to talk about peace and truce in Ukraine, and a top Hungarian government official warns it could lead toward escalation, not peace. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga announced Sunday he was calling off a protest on Monday.
But in doing so, we want to emphasize that the right to assemble, to demonstrate, petition, and to speak are ironclad as provided for in our constitution.
This is VOA News. Israeli security forces shot and killed a suspected Palestinian attacker in the West Bank late Saturday after he hit a group of Israeli soldiers with his car, Steve Karish reports.
The Israeli military has confirmed since then that three soldiers were receiving medical attention. One of them was in critical condition. Israeli-Palestinian fighting in the occupied West Bank has spiked during the past year. At least 86 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces or in the exchange of gunfire with Israeli settlers, this according to the Associated Press. Palestinian attacks against Israelis have left 15 people dead in the same time period. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
There is grieving and hard work ahead in a handful of U.S. states left reeling after fierce tornadoes last week, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
There were dozens of tornadoes cutting a wide swath of damage throughout the Midwest and South, with 11 states affected. More than two dozen people were killed, and homes and businesses have been pulverized into splinters. The mayor of Little Rock, Frank Scott Jr., says it will take months to recover.
Flattening of neighborhoods, flattening of commercial buildings.
At least four people died in the storms in Arkansas, where FEMA officials toured the damage this weekend. At least nine were killed in just one county in Tennessee. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is set to make public remarks in Florida on Tuesday after being arraigned in New York City on an indictment by a grand jury that heard evidence on hush money paid to a porn star before the 2016 election. While his lawyer said on Sunday that he anticipates moving to dismiss the charge, the 76-year-old Trump is expected to be arraigned, fingerprinted, and photographed at a Manhattan courthouse on Tuesday, as he becomes the first former U.S. president to face criminal charges. Trump lawyer Joe Tacopina says he expects to learn more details surrounding the arraignment on Monday and noted the Secret Service, which protects former presidents, also has a role to play on Tuesday. The United Nations Yemen envoy warned on Sunday the war-ravaged country faces a, quote, critical time, and urged steps towards lasting peace exactly a year since a truce has dramatically reduced fighting. Swedish diplomat Hans Grunberg called the UN-brokered truce that took effect in April 2022 a moment of hope and said it was largely holding despite lapsing in October. Nearly a decade of war in Yemen has claimed hundreds of thousands of lives, both directly and indirectly. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.